拜登总统星期三前往宾州费城会见工会领袖，并且针对美国的经济发表讲话。阿斯有是新闻在星期二的时候报道说呢，在上个星期与椭圆形办公室当中，拜登总统与他的内阁成员进行会议时，表示倾向移除某些在特朗普时期的中国关税。那么在飞往费城的空军一号上呢，白宫发言人尚皮耶针对相关报道做出回应。
We have said from the beginning, some Trump tariffs were irresponsible, and do not advance our economic or national security, and instead raise costs for families and businesses. And I've said many times that, you know, we're discussing this and working to align, these haphazard tariffs and our priorities to safeguard the interests of our workers and critical industries, boosting American workers' wages and creating jobs, securing the resilience of our supply chain, sustaining our technology edge and advancing our national security. I don't have anything to share about what the president's decision is at this time. As you know, this is something that we're discussing internally. I don't have anything new.
拜登总统在针对工会的演说当中表示，他的政府正在极力对抗通货膨胀，那么也在对抗由于普京入侵乌克兰所带来的油价上涨，包括大力的推动可再生能源，让美国未来就不需要再依赖恶霸强权来进口能源。此外呢，他也强调美国并不是由华尔街所建造的，美国是由广大的美国劳工支撑，而工会创造了中产阶级。他就誓言保障美国普罗大众的福祉，包括要保护社会安全金还有健康保险等等。美国之音白宫记者黄阿义白宫报道。